Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the afternoon show today, broadcasting live from Citizens Bank Park. Deborah Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth. Deborah Heart and Lung Center, Delaware Valley's only heart hospital. Ike Reese, Tom Kelly, Elliot Shore Parks. 4 o'clock. Eagles cuts happening right now. Elliot, what do we got that you've seen in the last few minutes here?
Yeah, so the deadline is in, but we don't have the official roster just yet. I'd imagine we're going to get that in the next few minutes, but the big news is it seems James Bradberry has made the initial 53-man roster. He will be on the team. We'll see how long he's on the team, what his role is. But in terms of surprises, that's probably the biggest, I would say, surprise so far.
Yeah. You say big news. I don't know if that's big news or
well,
not.
Well, yeah. I mean, this year there just aren't many big roster decisions to make, to be honest. It's not like past years. Like the backup offensive line, there's interesting decisions to make, and it matters, but – you know, we're not going to break down. Yeah,
I agree with you. No, I agree with you. I think it is newsworthy that he's still on the roster. It'll be interesting to see if that is still the case into the season. And quite frankly, and listen, James Bradberry, for his 2 years, this is his third year.
This will be his third.
Yeah, he's been a decent player. He's very good his first year. Tailed off last year. I just don't see the role on the team unless it's in case of emergency, break a glass.
Yeah.
Really, I just don't see the role and the value of him being there.
So I think that is the role. And, you know, we'll see the 53 when it's out. If they cut a player like Eli Rickson instead of Bradberry, then I think there's a discussion to be had about youth versus experience. I would lean experience, but I understand keeping Eli Ricks. I think Bradberry's role will be, if he's on the team, a top backup safety because they don't have good options there, and break glass in case of emergency. If, let's say, Quinyon is just – now, he's looked awesome. I don't think this will happen. He's not ready. He doesn't look good week one. Cooper's hamstring still bothering him. Bradberry has at least played corner in the NFL a ton of snaps. So I think there is value for him there, but it's just as a backup emergency situation.
Yeah, and it's this year he's really Bradberry, the big bubble name we're watching for. But around the NFL, some interesting news. Quez Watkins released by the Steelers. Bringing Quez back? Is that the next move?
No.
No. Just end it there?
And it's safe to say Bradberry wouldn't be here if the Eagles didn't owe him the money.
Yeah.
And that's really what it boils down
to. I do agree with that. But
that's what it is.
It is what it is, but I do think he's carved a role for himself just because they don't have that veteran experience in other places. So I agree it's the money that allowed him to get the role. But I think
they just had to find a role.
Yeah, they had to find. That's fair.
And it's also probably kind of an indictment of the depth of the safety spot that you don't have anybody else worth keeping over Bradberry.
But here's what I'm hoping, because there were other people, and that's the problem. This is where money gets involved.
Right.
There were other safeties. You can't tell me there weren't other safeties.
So is this kind of like a Tywan Walker situation?
Yes, this is a money thing. The money is guaranteed. They owe him whether he's here or not.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, well, they've already paid him.
They've already paid him.
Right.
So
He's here. So James Bradberry, it looks like we'll be an Eagle this season. We'll let you know when the final 53 is finalized.
And I understand
in the next few minutes.
I understand.
I mean, it's not shocking.
I mean, just like I understood Tywan Walker would get another start.
Right. And he is getting another start tomorrow. I'm sure everybody's happy about
it. So the roster is out, but they put it out in a video order. So give me a second to break this.
What are they doing?
Today's technology.
Britton Covey made the team. Eli Ricks made the team. James Bradberry made the team. Avante did make the team.
Okay.
Now we're getting to Cooper, obviously, on the team. Isaiah Rogers on the team. Tristan McCollum made the team.
Okay. So they did keep a young safety.
They did keep a young safety. Patrick Johnson on the roster. Zach Bond clearly made the team. Trotter Jr., props to Trotter.
There we go.
I don't think he was a guarantee to make it. He earned
sure
that spot.
Was.
Ben Van Sumeren, Thomas Booker, defensive tackle, made the team. So, Darian Kennard, that's a bit of a surprise. They kept two backup tackles as opposed to, only one. Johnny Wilson, the rookie, made the team. Milton Williams made the team. Marlon Tuipulotu. Moro Ojamo made the team. And those, I guess, would be the notable names.
Okay.
That was high pressure, by the way.
Yeah, that was well
that
done.
Video as a no big deal to me.
You know, did they put Sydney on the pup list?
Yeah, he would be on the pup because he's not on the 53-man roster.
Okay.
Yeah, that wasn't announced yet, but I would assume.
And as we mentioned earlier, Nia Smith on the IR.
I was going to say, are there any other players that are candidates for that?
for the IR list?
Or the PUP list. Well, no, wouldn't be ready at the beginning of the season.
So you had to be on the PUP at the beginning of training camp, I believe, to be placed on it.
Okay.
I believe so. So it'll be the IR for Smith and Albert O, and it'll be PUP for Sidney Brown.
Okay. And also, important always to clarify when this comes out, probably not the 53 in a couple days here.
So much time before,
So some guys, what's it like in that situation where you make the team, but you know you're not totally safe yet?
Right.
It's got to be a tough 48 hours coming up for a lot of those guys.
It definitely is. And, you know, some guys, depending on your coach, they'll give you the heads up and say, listen, you're here now. I'm not going to tell you that it's solidified. I'm just saying you're here now and something else could happen. Now that player is on pins and needles for another day or two. You know, but it's a part of it. It's no fun. I was fortunate enough. I didn't necessarily have to go through that. You know, maybe in my second or third year, I thought something could happen with a new regime. But yeah, once I got through that second year, I felt like I had a good enough handle on going into training camp. And I never had a bad training camp.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's one thing if you have a bad training camp and you're on the bubble, you feel like you're going to get cut. I always felt like I came in shape, ready to go, and really proving my value and my worth to the team by being able to play multiple positions at the linebacker spot. As a defensive end, quasi joker, and then obviously playing on all four phases of special team.
Yeah.
So I made sure I had my stuff in check. Check my boxes off when I get to training camp.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And an interesting guy who made it, we'll get back to the phones in a second here, Patrick Johnson, who in the past has shown up, like he's made plays, and maybe with the edge rusher situation being what it is, maybe Patrick Johnson gets a chance to really get some actual time this year.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, the Eagles couldn't really afford to let anybody go that could get around the edge. And they need to keep as many of those guys as they can because they just don't know what they have in the guys that they have. Mm-hmm. Other than maybe Josh Sweat.
Right.
You kind of know what you have, but we don't know what Bryce Huff is going to be as a full-time player.
Yeah, defensive coordinator told you that.
Yeah, so, you know, and Nolan Smith.
Yep.
What's he going to be this year? It's a big year for him. I think a guy like Nolan Smith really can tilt whether or not this is a above average to above average defensive line or pass rush or below average pass rush, if he can somehow.
Well, I
just don't like the way it's looked in training camp as much.
I think the thing with this line is, we talked about Aiden Hutchinson, we talked about, you know, Bosa with San Francisco. Those guys have an ability that you know what you're going to get, and it's going to help the other players around them. They're going to make the other players around them better. The Eagles need somebody to step up and make the players around them better. Because I don't think individually right now, other than Jalen Carter, they have a guy that you can look at and go, okay, this is someone the opposing offensive line is worried about going into the week. Bryce Huff, maybe, but he hasn't completely proven it yet. When you look at this group of defensive edges they've kept and the defensive tackles as well, they really need everybody to pitch in. They need Jordan Davis to be good so life is easier on Jalen Carter. They need Jalen Carter to be good so that life is easier on the edge rushers. They need Nolan Smith to be good so that Josh Sweat and Bryce Huff don't have to be out there 80% of the snaps. They just don't have that one guy. What they do have is a lot of players that if they meet their potential, it could change quickly. It could end up being a somewhat deep line. You just don't know going into the season, which is a rarity for this team. Real quick on the roster, two notable cuts, I would say. One, Oren Burks, the linebacker that they signed fairly early in the offseason, missed a lot of training camp. You know, I didn't think he was going to make the team, but they did end up releasing him, gave him about $800,000 guaranteed, so we'll see what happens there. And then the rookie center, Dylan McMahon, I believe he was the only draft pick that was released. So those would be the two notable ones. But no huge surprises, I would say, in terms of guys we thought would be a contributor that was traded or cut or anything like that.
Well, we'll keep an eye on what the Eagles do moving forward here. And in a few minutes, talking about the pass rush, Brian Baldinger was on with the morning show this morning and had some things to say about the Eagles' defensive line. So we'll get to that in a few minutes. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But some of the things we're talking about today, are we overrating the Eagles going into 2024? I think we are. I think when you look at the roster, when you look at this team, there are holes. There are a lot of holes on defense, holes up front on the offensive line. Ike, you're not nearly as concerned.
No, not at all.
Okay. Well, there you go. Do you think we're overrating the Eagles? And our next question today, what is a great what if as Allen Robinson gets released, the guy who's rumored to come to Philadelphia. I feel like everybody pretty much wanted Allen Robinson. Worked out very well for the Eagles. Mm-hmm. They didn't get him. Let's go back to the phones. Go to Big Aaron in West Philly. What's up, Big Aaron?
What's going on? Hey, Big A. I know who I wanted them to keep. What's going on? I know who I mm-hmm. wanted them to keep, man? From Jenkins.
EJ Jenkins.
Yeah,
I liked him, man. Can they put him on the practice squad?
Yeah. So he's definitely practice squad eligible. And I agree with you. I thought EJ had a really good training camp. I think he showed a lot of potential as a receiving tight end. I think he has special qualities that would have to develop his size, his speed. I think he has good hands. The only thing with him is...
Well, he did drop a touchdown.
He did. Doesn't have perfect hands, right? But he did. I thought he displayed good...
I always pick us up now.
Well, perfect hands. He was wide open.
I said good hands. I think he had good hands.
A lot of passes.
People make mistakes, yeah. But I thought he had a good camp. Yeah. I agree. He was on the bubble. I think he'll be back on the practice squad if he gets through, for sure.
Okay.
I didn't say he didn't deserve to be on the practice squad. Yeah. Elliot says he has good hands.
Get on the roster.
He did. I saw that catch. Don't make me pull up the training camp stats. I'll let you know exactly how many of those catches he made.
Do you track EJ Jenkins stats?
I track every player.
Wow.
Yeah, every player that gets a target. Yeah.
Big A, what else you got, man?
I'm with you, man. 12 wins, man. I don't know what, TK. You're getting on my nerves, man. You're getting on my nerves today.
I'm sorry, Big A. Somebody's got to give you some reality.
You talk about Jalen Hurts, man. I mean, you don't think he's a great quarterback yet?
I don't think he's proven that definitively. He's had one really good year, Big A. That's it.
Okay, did he have a great Super Bowl?
He did have a great Super Bowl. Probably the best game he's played.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, but
and I'm not worried about
Aaron.
I'm gonna skip over that because you went on it. You went on it long enough. I'm gonna skip that. I'm gonna talk about the offensive line. The offensive line gonna be cool. And the defense, more than you need somebody rushing the quarterback. Last year they couldn't tackle worth a damn, and they didn't get no interceptions, no turnovers. Can we get some of them? Maybe that can help the defense out.
Yeah.
The interceptions and some turnovers.
A lot of that comes from the pass rush, Aaron.
All that. No, that means because they were throwing on people. They were getting thrown on. And they
Aaron, who were the
nothing.
Eagles? Who were the Eagles starting corners when they won the Super Bowl in 2017? Ronald Darby and Jalen Mills. That defense was great because they had a great D line.
Jalen Mills was better than you.
He is. I like
this ain't 2017 no more. This is 2024. It's a more of a throwing league now. They throw the ball. They wasn't throwing the ball like that back then.
In 2017?
They throwing every down.
Well, to be fair, that defense,
now,
the first
the
two games
more?
Was
Elliot,
good.
Elliot, yeah. Who throws the ball more now or back then in 2017?
Well, I like that we talk about 2017 as if it was, the 80s. But, yeah,
they do throw it more now. They throw it more, man. I'm not trying to say, it's back in the 80s or something. They threw the ball more back then when you really look at it. They were throwing the ball a lot. But
Carson,
Aaron, do you remember the Super Bowl that year with the Eagles and the Patriots? Like a billion points scored in that game.
Yeah, I remember that. All right. Here go my thing right here. What if we would have got Timmy Duncan? Mm. We could have got Tim Duncan, right?
Now, how we could have got Tim
Allen
Duncan?
Allen Iverson came in 96. He was our first pick. The next year, they were back in it. It was between San Antonio and the Sixers. And the ping pong went to damn San Antonio, and they got Timmy Duncan.
And who do we get?
Man, I don't even care. We ain't get Timmy
Stackhouse,
Duncan.
Stackhouse, maybe? I think it might have been Jerry Stackhouse.
Stackhouse was 95.
Oh, was he?
He was before AI.
Thanks, Aaron.
I don't even know who they got.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Aaron. Appreciate it, man.
A great one is
I don't know if that timeline is right. First of all, Tim Duncan, I believe, was drafted in 98?
90.
Was drafted in 97.
Does he mean as a free agent, though?
I'm not sure.
No.
I think he meant in the draft. The better what-if draft-wise is 98 when Larry Brown, because he promised Larry Hughes he was going to draft him, drafted him over Dirk and Paul
Pierce. Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
That was
my draft.
So yeah. it was the 97 draft for Duncan.
It was 97?
And then we drafted Keith Van Horn, number two.
Oh, we took Keith Van Horn.
I hate Keith Van Horn, man.
I remember Keith Van Horn, yeah.
No, he's terrible.
He was terrible here. He was actually decent with the Nets, I believe.
Yeah, he was good. He was good with the – everyone came here was bad with
him. Yeah, back everybody. Then, yeah.
And that's later probably on nice Iverson somewhat. Yeah. But,
he was never – he's never worth the number two pick in the draft.
No.
Yeah.
No. But, man
– I don't know who was else in that draft, though.
Could you imagine if they had drafted either Dirk or Paul Pierce? And I think it was Tony DeLeo wanted Dirk, and Billy King wanted Paul Pierce, and Larry Brown had promised Larry Hughes that he's going to pick.
But let me ask you this, and Iverson is my favorite athlete, so I don't mean this as a slight at him, but do you think maybe just the way they had to play with him, those guys wouldn't have been as good if they came here?
Well, that's why Stackhouse wanted to leave.
Yeah.
I think it's a fair argument, yeah. I mean, those guys are so good, maybe they could have worked it out.
No, let me tell you, man. But back then, nah. Bubba Chuck was going to shoot that thing. Man. Yeah, he wasn't letting nobody else.
I knew you were about to drop a Bubba Chuck there. It was passive.
You see, I started smiling,
the smile means he's Bubba Chuck.
Man. And that's what we wanted to see, man. I don't know if I wanted to see somebody else shoot the ball.
And this is the thing. For a second, I was for a second, I was thinking, okay, well, maybe you trade Allen and you keep one of those other two guys and build around them.
Did you say trade Allen?
Yeah, right, exactly. Rather not kept Allen, have things go the way they went, just because that 2001 year was so fun.
Yeah.
Like, that was incredible.
Go back and look at his highlights, man.
He was incredible.
Every once in a while, I'll run across his highlights on YouTube or something. That size, that quick. And he actually had real athleticism early in his career.
Mm-hmm. Man. Well, he could get to the basket.
Yeah, man. Well, AI was something else.
The best is if you go back and you watch, like, the shortened, like, 17-minute YouTube game one against the Lakers. Mm-hmm. Like,
he scored 48.
The series against the Raptors, it was 50. Yeah. 50. Mm-hmm. You know, he had, like, 17 assists against the Bucks in game seven. So. Yeah.
And still to this day, nobody's had this city jumping the way he did.
100%.
No athlete has come through here.
I think of all the Phillies teams, like, that's the one I would change. If I could change one result in Philly sports, it would be that 0-1
team.
I would pick the 0-1 team. You know, no offense, 0-4 Eagles.
I mean, damn.
I know. You're right. No, you're right. Because I like you. I probably have to pick because of you. Yeah.
Well, this is.
I understand.
But the 0-1 team, like, yes. You know, that was like eighth grade Elliott. Like, that was the prime of, you know, painful losses.
And also, part of it is we've seen the Phillies win. We've seen the Eagles win. We haven't seen the Sixers get back to a conference final
since then.
Yeah. I mean,
but Iverson winning a ring for the city would have been
that. Would have been nice.
It would have been insane.
Yeah.
No question about it. Let's go.
The statue wouldn't be 2 feet. I know that much.
Yeah. They got to do something about that.
That was ridiculous. Let's go to Black Gritty. What's up, Black Gritty?
Ike.
Ho, 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 ho. Hey, hold on. Let me hear that voice again. Let me hear it.
Cam, I heard that flip-flop. You had to call it. I saw you. TK, Ike likes the alley-oop at the start of the show. You know what I mean?
I know. I flubbed the alley-oop right at the start. I'm no Jumaine Jones.
Ike likes to come in. You got to take a note. He likes to come in and dunk on it. You know what I mean? Get it right, TK. You know what I mean? It's not your show, but you got to get it right.
You can see that. That bothered him for the whole segment. Spend the next 20 minutes yelling at
me. Hey, you done threw off the dog. Don't think I ain't hear something. Like, don't think I ain't hear what I catch. You know what I mean? Always got the pom-poms out for you. I always. But today, we're right where I like to be at. You know what I mean? The Eagles are horrible. They ain't winning nothing. They behind the Commanders. Like, Mad Mike somewhere out there eating marshmallows, just giggling at the radio and TV. Right now, I'm in a cool composition. Because everybody's doubting us and hating on us. Like, I love that. I like being in that position because then we get to go out and fix the problem we had last year. What was the problem last year? The same thing we said at the beginning of the year. This team's great, but you know what? They got Murderers Row. They got that death part of the schedule. And when you look at this year, the schedule looks a lot more favorable, Ike. The schedule feels a lot more favorable. So, yes, there's questions. There's questions about every team. Can you stay healthy? Can you do what you need to do? But I know one thing. I ain't going to have to get smacked in the back of the head over and over and over again for 1 month to go rest, okay? You know what I'm saying? I know we got the bye week earlier this year. They're kind of giving us a shaft on that. But everything else kind of like, okay, tough Kings, tough Kings, get to recoup. Tough game, tough, get to recoup. You know what I mean? We're starting out in Brazil. We ain't got to go to Brazil in week 9 or nothing crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, Let's go ahead and pile on right now and talk. I don't want to hear nothing good about the Eagles right now. But if we come out smacking people in the face, they're going to be like, oh, no, I forgot. Oh, Bird Gang, baby, Bird Gang.
Black Gritty's right about that. If they go out and they beat the Packers week 1 and they look good,
exactly. Your tune is going to change. Exactly.
Well, we all will. I mean, if they go out and do that.
And Chris Middleton said it earlier, 90% ball control. Sanders, when we had Sanders out there running, my problem with him was he didn't know when to run out of bounds. He didn't know when to stay in bounds. But we were running that clock down. Saquon is such an improvement and upgrade on that. My goodness, Tom possession is going to be 9-10. The defense is going to be fresh as a daisy. You better get a pass rush. Jordan Davis, you better do something. Your contact time up.
Carter, that's some loser energy right there to be talking about, you know what I mean? Time of possession going into the season. Like, you got to go run the offense. I'm not going into a game with this offensive skill set being like, you know, how can we control the clock?
Flip-flop, that is running the offense. You're running your offense to control the game.
Well, if you know your defense is bad, you better come up with
that idea sooner or later. Throwing up the white flag. That's what they tried to do against the Cowboys.
Elliott's right. That's a loser argument.
They tried to do that in 2020 against the Cowboys.
In the first half, and then you go ahead and walk the dog the whole rest of the second half. That's what they did when Carson Wentz was here. That's what they did every single game. Don't tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. You don't know what you're talking about. I missed you, brother.
Welcome back, brother. Welcome back.
What's your what if, BG?
What if the Broncos was still bucking and he never got hurt?
Oh.
And then he went on the Super Bowl run. He won't count as MVP in the Super Bowl. What if the Broncos had got the buck? What if he got the buck, man?
Thanks, PJ.
One thing I do.
That was homage to me, and that was a dig at you, TK.
Yeah.
You know how much you hate Doug Carson.
Yeah. Well, I caught it.
Well, one thing I firmly disagree with the people say.
What's that?
Carson absolutely would have won the Super Bowl in 2017 if he stayed healthy. Mm. I think it's easy to say now because we saw his career turned out, but that injury completely changed him. He was playing. Yeah. At a higher level.
You still haven't seen a quarterback play at that level here.
2017 Carson is the gold standard of quarterback play in this city.
You heard him.
He's
the quarterback whisperer.
Exactly.
Carson was incredible that year. Mm-hmm. But I disagree that you could say, he definitely would have won the Super Bowl.
Why?
Because you can't play a better game than Nick Foles
so the
played.
Game,
well, hold on. Actually, Tom Brady. One could argue Tom Brady played a better game.
Tom Brady fumbled. He fumbled
and Nick Foles had an interception.
I know, and Nick Foles turned the ball over, too.
Would Carson Wentz have gone over and suggested to run a
no, I don't think so. But,
that was play the game.
No, my only thing is that when you say Nick Foles played a game that nobody else could play, I mean, Brady had a pretty damn good game over there.
He did.
He threw for 500 yards.
Well, he played a little better.
And people do this thing.
But Brady matched him for stats. Stop acting like you don't know what I'm talking about.
I do know what you're talking about. And this is not to demean Carson. It's just literally a quarterback cannot play a better game than Nick. The mistake you're making is
the game would have just played itself out differently.
Nick
had to play that game because of how the game played out. 2017 Carson was the best quarterback I've seen in an Eagles uniform.
Like, stop it, TK.
This idea,
Carson's not here anymore. Let it go. Let it go.
Well, it's so funny.
We had a Super Bowl without him.
The reversal of roles is hilarious because Ike will remember after Carson's injury, I was
devastated.
Devastated.
Yes.
I said, season's over. Yep. You were the one who picked me
up
and told me to believe in Nick.
Yep.
And look at all these years later.
No, I love Nick.
Yeah.
I don't choose between the two. I love both of them.
Well, it's not choosing between the two.
It is. You've chosen to go with Nick a lot of people. And that's okay.
Well, Carson also, you know, kind of forced my hand here. Kind of turned me against them.
Yeah.
By not playing well and
I feel you.
And being a baby.
I'm not here to argue over Carson. It's okay.
Hey.
It's okay if you don't like him.
You think he'll retire an Eagle?
I'm okay with Carson. He'll retire a Chief after he wins the Super Bowl this year. After Patrick Mahomes goes.
I told you he's gonna be playing for the Raiders, man.
Yeah. Maybe he'll retire a Raider next year or later in his career after a great career in Vegas. 215-592-9494. Tom Kelly, Ike Reese. Tom Kelly.
Man, still got
told you he's flustered.
Here on the afternoon show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.